Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? Got a lot to talk about. Last night was Dynamite. Thought it was a very good show. They are heading towards Grand Slam on Wednesday. We got 6 matches announced for Grand Slam. We actually got a lot of matches for a lot of shows coming up. Maybe we'll do some of those here today on the show, talk about what's upcoming. And, of course, I was not here yesterday. I could talk about NXT if we want to. All else fails, tonight it is the Brian and Vinny Show, and we will be running down all of NXT and Dynamite in great detail. And also tonight, it is the return of After Dark Radio. It will be up at some point today for subscribers to audio and video. It's not going to be live, this particular show, but we'll talk about what's going on with the show on the show. I'm sure it will evolve greatly over the next several months and years. We got all the news for today, the ratings for the last couple of days, lots of shows. Jim Ross returning for Grand Slam. An excellent post by Adam Pearce on Twitter involving something that happened on Raw. We have the full Dynamite recap. We could talk about NXT as noted, and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter and X. And in the final segment of the show, main event, Rich Maxwell is going to be on the show. Got a big match coming up this weekend, trained by our own Lance Storm. Got a lot to talk to him about. Thursdays will be interview day here on this program. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm back! Got a lot to talk about here today. Dynamite last night. A lot of big shows coming up. Including, let's start with that here today. We got SmackDown tomorrow. We got two actually big matches for the show. LA Knight versus Andrade for the United States title. I think I can predict what might happen there. We also have Nia Jax and Tiffany versus Bayley and Naomi. And whoever pins Jax or Stratton will get a title match at Bad Blood. But if Nia or Stratton win, then whoever loses must leave SmackDown. So, wait a second.
You know what that means? Jimmy is coming back to Raw then.
Let me think about this.
Because if it's only Nia and Stratton, if they win, then somebody moves brands, then it makes sense that Naomi would. If it's the other way around, it would make sense that Stratton would.
Well, hold on a second. So everyone was talking about, well, maybe Stratton's going to Raw because her boyfriend is on Raw.
And you can keep her and Nia but, apart and still do something with the briefcase.
But this stipulation has nothing with Stratton leaving. The loser leaves if Jax or Stratton win. So at no point in the stipulation could Nia Jax or Stratton have to leave.
Well, that's the thing. If that's what the stipulation actually is, because we talked about it being either team, so if they've nailed it down to where it's just if Jax and Stratton win, then I would assume Naomi would be the one to move brands. It would just, to me, that would make sense, but I don't know.
Well, I can't figure out why. I mean, I understand her boyfriend's on the other brand, but like, why? Okay, listen here. It was one thing back in the day when they did like three or four house shows every week. And so if you were on a different brand from your significant other, like, you wouldn't see them because you'd be touring with different brands or whatever. But we barely run any house shows now.
Yeah, but they made a concerted effort to try to do that because of their history.
But they did back when they were running more house shows. Like, we don't have many house shows nowadays.
You're right about that. Maybe they're looking at it as a deeper storyline thing to get Naomi off of there if Jimmy is going to come back and then be involved.
Well, my point was
the
you don't need to
bloodline feud. You know
my point
I mean?
Was you don't need to move Tiffany. Like, you can move
you don't
whoever
need to
you
move
want.
Anybody. That would be your point. Is
yes.
You wouldn't have to do that for relationship purposes.
No, no. And it doesn't, to me, make any sense. You've been building up this Jack Stratton thing since before SummerSlam, and you're just going to draft her off. That doesn't make any sense. I'll bet one of these. I mean, you could just pin Nia and then have a title match. That'd be the easiest thing.
True.
But they did add that stipulation. Why would you add that stipulation? It was just, you could have just said, if either of
because
you pin either of us,
if
either of you pin either of us, you know, you get a title shot. But they went out of their way to add, if we win, one of you has to leave this brand. So I think someone's leaving. So I guess we'll find out.
Great story to start with. Thank you.
I'm going over the what do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to start
good.
With?
Sure, good. Just keep going.
Are you want to run the show even when I'm here?
Sure.
Get out of here.
All right.
We got Rampage. I mean, there's nothing on that show. I mean, literally, there's nothing on the show. Mark Briscoe.
You got a 10-man banger for Collision. You got that.
Mark Briscoe and Brian Keith, which I heard was good. Wheeler Yuta and The Butcher. Sheeta and Harley Cameron. Roderick Strong and Mortos versus Joe Keys and Marcus Mathers.
Joe Keys is back?
And a four-way with Leo Rush, Rocky, Kip Sabian, and Nick Wayne.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. Then we've got Raw Monday, Braun Breaker, Jey Uso for the Intercontinental title. Return of Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn and Ludwig Kaiser to set up the Gunther match at the pay-per-view. And then a bunch of other stuff as well. Hey, we have Grand Slam. Actually, first, NXT next week has Kalani and Ren Sinclair for the North American title. Ridge Holland versus Riley Osborne. A Grayson Waller effect with Nathan Frazier and Axiom to set up a tag title match. And an NXT on CW press conference. What is that?
We have come a long way from the days where you couldn't even mention somebody else's network if you were moving brands, and they're having a whole press conference for it that I'm sure will end up with somebody through a table or getting something thrown at them from catering.
You know, I didn't review NXT yesterday, and I thought that it was generally a good show, so I wasn't that mad. Plus, I'm over it. Like, who cares? It's not my show. But
wait. It was
on.
Your show.
Yeah, not anymore. I mean, I like it. I like it well enough, but like they ran me off. Do you realize that they had multiple segments once again where they didn't bother identifying anybody?
Oh boy.
But then when frickin' CM Punk comes out, he is identified. Thank you, NXT. I wasn't sure who that guy was, but I do know who Jasmine Nix is. Come on. At this point, it has to be done out of spite. It has to be. I don't know why. I mean, you got nothing better to do than irritate me, but like, why can't you put people's name on the screen? They do it on Raw. They do it on SmackDown. You identified CM Punk of all people. You think your audience doesn't know who CM Punk is? But they all know Jasmine Nix. Like, the what's the name of her group?
The Fatal Influence
or whatever?
Did they not put a cryon up?
No, that's the funny part. All three women are on the screen, and they just put up the words Fatal Influence. But they don't actually identify anybody in Fatal Influence. So it's like, okay, so they're Fatal Influence. Well, who's the brunette? Who's the one in the bodysuit? Like, who are these people?
Did they?
You don't need to know. It doesn't matter.
Did they do that with the Mandy, Gigi, JC group, though?
I don't remember, dude. I don't remember. I just know I watched the show
now. It bothers you now.
Well, it's just like, I don't even care that much. Like, I know mostly who everybody is. But you're going to CW. You're going to do this on CW? You're going to open it up to a new audience and, like, just not identify people? Is that what you're going to do? Because no one's going to get over. You know what I'm saying?
I don't watch CW programming except for when football's on Saturdays, and they've mentioned it coming over with, you know, like quick commercial blast, but they have not really sold the fact that it's coming. If anybody watches the CW during the week, I'm interested to know how they are promoting NXT coming onto the network, because
probably just putting a bunch of people on screen and not identifying them would be my guess.
Compared to, you know, Fox and USA and Spike in the past and things like that, there was a lot of hullabaloo in bringing them on, and I'm kind of surprised that there has not been, at least during the sports programming that I've seen.
It's like, well, you just had to try to do the best show. is it
with graphics or not?
Yeah, like, you know,
okay.
you're doing a wrestling show, right? And, you know, you got you're the number three brand between the other two? Well, you're like, you got a whole crew there working specifically on that show. How about y'all get together and go, you know what? Let's do the best show we can. Let's try and do a better show than Raw and SmackDown. Let's do good booking and we'll do good matches and, you know, we'll put graphics and identify everybody. But no, it's got to be, let's just do one thing. Yeah, we don't need to identify them. You know, our fans, they know who these people are. We don't need to tell anyone. We have no new people watching ever. So let's just stick with the people we've got. And away we go. Anyway, Grand Slam. John Moxley and Darby for the world title shot. Young Bucks versus Ospreay and Fletcher. Mariah May versus Yuka Sakazaki. Claudio, Pac, and Wheeler against we don't know. And Hook versus Roderick Strong. So here's the thing with this show. I could go on for an hour on this one. They're at, I think, 5,000 tickets. Okay? In Arthur Ashe Stadium. They've added about, I don't know, 800 tickets in the last week. 800 in the last week. They're at 5,000. It's like, should the idea be, let's try to sell some tickets? Well, they're still pushing that Bryan Danielson and Nigel might not take place. Wednesday was the go-home show, and they still haven't told you that the match is on. So, like, if you're on the fence about buying tickets, it's like, should I buy tickets or not? I don't know if the match is on. They did not tell you that. They did not tell you on the go-home show that Mariah May is defending against Yuka Sakazaki. They alerted us on Twitter. And we have no idea who Claudio, Pac, and Wheeler are facing. So, anyway, we're stuck at 5,000. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So, yes, Grand Slam is at 51-21, according to WrestleTix here. Last year, they did 11-263. So, we're on our way to doing less than half of 1 year ago. And I know what people are going to say, dude, they're signing a huge TV deal. Everything is fine. Everything is fine, okay? Everything is fine with NXT as well. My point is, how about we try and do better than fine? Which I think we could. If you put graphics on the screen at NXT, the show's better, okay? So you're already doing better. And it costs nothing. You announce, like, what the hell's going on for Grand Slam? Maybe you'll sell some more tickets. This guy here says, listen, you know, if you don't know that Brian and Nigel is actually happening, you're an idiot or something into that name. Well, yeah, I mean, it is happening, obviously. But, like, they're telling you on TV it might not. That's what they're advertising. This match might not happen. He might not be cleared. So, like, there are people who are not going to spend money. It's just. I had a guy on Twitter the other day. He DM'd me, and he goes, you know, I haven't been watching, but, like, is Brian and Darby still the title match for the show? And I said, actually, no, they changed it. Moxley and Darby are fighting for a title shot, and Brian is facing Nigel non-title. And they were like, what? I'm not going to go. And I know people are going to say, which one guy? There's 5,000 people that have bought tickets. So there's a lot of people in that market that aren't going. They went last year, and they're not going this year. Half the people that went last year aren't going this year, okay? So don't tell me that things don't matter or whatever, or that people are stupid or people... Half the people that went last year, more than half right now, are not going. That's it.
Do you have any idea on why MJF was given time off? Is there any report of an injury or some sort of family emergency or something like that?
This is what they do, dude. This is their cycle.
Well, but that's like, what I was gonna ask you.
Not on this cycle, you know? I mean, you know how many people...
You're not using MJF on a cycle before you go into Arthur Ashe Stadium, which
yes,
is where
you
he
are.
Would be the biggest and... Okay, sure.
Yes. I mean, right. You know how many people are just hanging out doing nothing? I mean, we already talked about Britt, Daniel Garcia, MJF. I mean... I could go on, but they're just... Where the heck is Mercedes been?
Martinez or Monet?
Both of them. Where have they been?
Apparently Mercedes Monet is online talking about the fact that she should not have let any hopes of doing something, whether teaming or singing with or dancing with Megan Thee Stallion out, because Megan obviously doing the SmackDown theme song, and maybe she makes another appearance down the line for WWE, Survivor Series, WrestleMania, something like that, and she's not happy about that.
Oh, MJF, so MJF actually might be doing a movie. But,
okay.
You know, still, we don't know. As viewers, he just vanished. Him and Daniel Garcia have vanished. Britt Baker's vanished. Mercedes has vanished. I mean, people just vanish.
How much injury time is going to be added to Miro's contract?
I don't even know if Miro... I don't know what's going on with Miro.
That's one of those things where it's like, I know with Phoenix and Penta, I can kind of see that one. If Miro gets any injury time added onto his contract, I think if I'm Tony Khan, I just say, you know what, let's call it even, get out.
Now, we did have, we had a lot of build towards a Grand Slam on Dynamite. And, you know, some of it was good. Some of it I couldn't figure out. Like, the continued pushing of Bryan Danielson may not be able to wrestle in the show next week. That one is just, that goes over my head.
This is so dumb. And did they play, and I may have missed it, fast forwarded through it, I don't know. Did they play McGinnis's promo from Saturday. I know they played a little thing, but did they have him talk about what his mentality was to try to have that storyline make sense?
I think they just had a video package of his career.
That's what I thought.
So we had, we had Serena and Mariah versus Queen Aminata and Yuka Sakazaki. And the finish was one of those rare disqualifications where Yuka hit a big splash on Serena and Mariah hit her with the belt for the DQ. And these fans are furious at this finish. And this leads to a title match. A DQ and a tag is leading to a title match. Now, one would think, why the heck didn't Yuka just pin Mariah May? Or whatever, set up a title. I think my presumption is the idea was that, well, we're already doing that in the main event. So instead of doing it twice on the same show, let's do a lame DQ instead. So that's what happened there. Because the main event was, the main event was like the best thing on the show by miles. Because he had Young Bucks and Okada versus Takeshita, Fletcher, and Ospreay. And first off, the match was awesome. That's number one. Number two, much of the match was getting you excited to see Okada versus Ospreay and also Okada versus Takeshita. Then the finish was Kyle Fletcher and Ospreay pinning Matt Jackson to set up the tag team title match coming up next week, and Fletcher got the pin. So, like, everything was great here. The only thing that I would question, and I'm not questioning it that hard, but I don't know if there are plans to go babyface with Takeshita. Like, you know, he was put with Don Callis, and he went heel. And we've just been waiting for whatever the point of that was to come to fruition. Because, like, they hang out together and, you know, whatever. But, I mean, he's out there as a total babyface in this match. And he's making a babyface comeback, and the place is going nuts. And I just watched this match, and I thought, this guy either better be turning babyface, or I don't know what we're doing here. Because the people don't want him to be a heel. Just like they don't want Okada to be a heel, but he is.
They may be putting some time on that with Takeshita, though. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because he did stare down Ospreay at the end. So there's that aspect of it, too. And down the line, you can probably wait on that one a little bit, depending on what story you're going to tell with Ospreay and the rest of that Callis faction, too. You know, is Mark Davis coming back? What is going to be Kyle Fletcher's deal? Where is Roosh right now? I liked Dave's idea last night about putting Mortos with, you know, and again, that doesn't necessarily have to do anything with Ospreay, but he's going to end up mixing it up more with Callis, because the Fletcher part of that story is still going to take precedence. And what we also had last night was Ricochet actually make an official challenge to Ospreay as well.
Yes, I know what he's saying about putting Mortos with Callis, because Callis can do the promos for him and everything like that.
Talk for, and this is what I'm thinking.
Well,
I'm not saying you can't rely on Roosh, but Roosh is Roosh. One of the reasons we like him inside the ring is because he kind of acts like that outside the ring. It's the same dude sort of thing. But he also makes it kind of tough to rely on. And with Mortos, you don't really have that. So you can have that heavy
there.
Why
is he tough to rely on?
What? Because what? Roosh?
Yes.
He can be a little obstreperous.
I don't even know what that word means.
He can be a little bit of a tough guy to deal with, I guess, sometimes.
He's not that tough to deal with. I mean, he was tough to deal with some places, but he hasn't been tough to deal with here.
Well,
they just
okay.
Don't do anything with him.
Well, again, in that case, even better. Stick Mortos with him to have Roosh there, and again, have that faction. I don't think that's a bad thing.
I'll tell you my problem with it, okay? I don't really have a problem with it, but here's the problem with it, okay? All right, so you put Mortos with Callis. Callis does promos for him, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yes.
So if you look at the people in the Don Callis family, I mean, for months, I mean, they're starting to do something now, but months and months and months, they did nothing with Fletcher. They did nothing
right.
with Roosh.
I get what you're saying.
Like, you can put. Well, let me continue.
Go ahead.
Put whoever you want. Put whoever you want with Don Callis. But then you got to do something with the Don Callis
yes,
family.
That's everybody. That's the entire show. You could say that about literally everything.
I know.
That
so
they
my point is, like, it doesn't do any good to put Mortos with Don Callis if, like, Don Callis is just a guy that every now and then comes out and does commentary, and every now and then he does a promo and gets booed, and his guys go in and lose. I mean, are we going to do something with the Don Callis family or what?
I don't know.
Like, this guy's the hottest heel you've got in the company, and, like, he doesn't do anything. Right?
Brian, I know we're dealing with hypotheticals here, you know, as far as that goes, but you've said it. Everybody has said it. When it comes, John Moxley said it last night when he was talking to Private Party. You're in the same spot that you were 5 years ago, and I'm not sold on the Moxley storyline. Swerve's gone. MJF is gone. Garcia's disappeared. Tony Storm has disappeared. I mean, so it's like you can say the same thing with almost everybody that they have. You know, people are talking about, oh, man, they're going to do something with Danny Garcia. They seem to be doing something now with Wheeler Yuta to break him out of the pack. You know who the other person was that came in with them? It was Lee Moriarty. What happened to Lee Moriarty? They put him with a group and nothing ended up happening. I get what you're saying, but in a right world, in a smart world, yes, he needs somebody to speak for him. Him is a heavy for Don Callis, beating up small dudes, having good matches with smaller dudes, but then losing to the top tier guys. I mean, that's what this guy should be doing. He's incredibly impressive. So yes, in a perfect world, I'd stick him with Callis and then make him something.
And we had Pac and Claudio issuing a challenge, telling Yuta that he better be ready to be there next week. Yuta said he would. They set up a feud with Private Party, and
no, they didn't.
Poor what's
hologram,
his face?
Commander.
Hologram Commander, and then they murdered him.
Man who got choked out by Marina Shafir. Yes,
we're going in next week, and we have no idea who's the trio titles match. But you know what I know? I know that coming up after the break, the main event, Rich Maxwell, is going to be on the show. So back in a moment, Observer Live.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them.
and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
By the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy to be joined today. I screwed this up, Rich. You there?
Yep, I heard you.
It's not the main event. It's the main feature, Rich Maxwell.
The main feature.
Yes.
That is correct. I am the producer. I am the director. I am the star. I am the main feature of wrestling, Rich Maxwell.
You know, my question is, though, I mean, you mentioned all those things that you did, but are you your own hairstylist? Because I've heard you got the best hair in the biz.
You've heard correctly. I do my own styling, conditioning. I do it all. I do indeed have the best hair in the business. And Brian, to be fair, while you may have mixed up the moniker, typically I'm usually in the main event anyway.
That's true.
So they both work.
That's true. Do you know? I know. Some people find this hard to believe, looking at me, but I have also cut my own hair for the last decade. I am my own stylist. Yeah, it's incredible.
With a blindfold on,
it's
what?
Incredible. How dare you? How dare you? Do you know? Once I was talking to Buddy Wayne, and he had this barber by his house that like cut his hair for like $5. And I said, hey, do you know where I can get a $5 haircut? And he looks at me and goes, looks like you already got one. Blown over on me there.
I've heard the old joke of, it looks like you used a pencil sharpener to cut your hair.
Yes, basically. Yes, yes. Now, you know, it's funny that you're the main feature, okay? Because I was just on Tuesday talking about how we're watching all of the old primetime wrestling shows. And they're horrible. Like, the matches are atrocious, okay?
Right.
But Gorilla and Bobby are great. But then at the end of the show, they always have, like, the big match. And they always call it the feature matchup. They don't call it the main event. It's the feature matchup.
Right.
So I guess that's actually more important than the main event sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I like to hearken it back to, you know, when you'd watch HBO or whatever, a movie would come on and, you know, the big MGM thing would come on, and now our feature presentation.
Exactly. The feature presentation. Now, you broke into this business. I don't know if you broke into this business, but you were trained by Lance.
Yes, that is correct. I was originally trained by Lance, and then you guys have actually talked about me on your show before. Not for good reason. I'm one of the unfortunate ones that suffered an injury during training with Lance, so he'll have that to remember forever.
What happened?
He shot on me, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he got me in that half crab, and I couldn't get out, pop my knee.
Oh God!
No, I'm just kidding. No, it was even more embarrassing than that. It was just, you know, the dreaded 5x5 cardio drill. I was just doing an up and over, and I tore my ACL, non-contact.
Oh.
Yep, super embarrassing.
Well, I mean, you could say it's embarrassing, but, I mean, that happens, like, all the time. I mean.
Right, yep. Yeah.
If you got signed to NXT, you'd probably have two ACL surgeries by now.
Yeah, but, so, and then the worst part, it was, like, the week right before we started doing actual matches and stuff, so I never got to actually have my match with Lance.
Oh, man. That was, like, the main event. For those that don't remember, Lance had the Storm Wrestling Academy, and you'd have, like, it was, like, a 12-week session or something like that, and he had, like, the place on his property where he, did you stay at the house there?
I didn't stay at his house, but he hooked me up with someone that, you know, he had a bunch of friends and connections of people that would rent out rooms and stuff. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, you do the 12-week session, and then, like, the big main event was you'd get to have a featured presentation. With Lance Storm himself, and he'd get in there, and you guys would do a match together, and God, you missed out on that, huh?
Yeah, I sure did, but fortunately for me, and I think I've redeemed myself somewhat, we've stayed in touch, and he's watched a good majority of my matches and helped me a lot along the way over the years, so that's nice.
What do you feel that you still need to work on?
Getting over. That's As far as the feature presentation, I think I'm pretty well wrapped up. I just think I need to get more eyes on me and just keep grinding and keep working.
Well, off the air, I'll tell you a story that might make you feel a little bit better.
Oh, I got a good one for you, too.
Okay, make sure you remind me during the break, okay?
So, yes,
you got a match coming up, Brian Myers.
Yes, sir.
It is September 21st. It is four, and this is the undisputed Premier Wrestling Territory Championship. Almost as prestigious as the ICWA Texarkana television title. But the belt itself here, it's the big gold belt, it looks like.
Yeah, it's the debut show for the new company here. It's going to be the title match for the first ever champion. It will be myself and the most professional wrestler, Brian Myers, who I will say, on his own, does have a pretty okay head of hair himself.
Yeah, it's not too bad, honestly. I mean,
not terrible.
Yeah, I just see the headband on you, so I can't compare like the hairline here. But he's got a hell of a head of hair right there.
We don't need to get in semantics here.
Okay. Okay. Now this is at the Colfax Mingo High School in Colfax, Iowa. Who's the promoter of this place, this operation?
This is David C. Anderson. It's a new venture for him. He's been in the wrestling business for a little while. I don't know if you're familiar with Brian Myers and Matt Cardona's podcast, the Major Wrestling Figure podcast.
Yes, I am.
David is the commissioner, so to speak, and he's big on their podcast and big on their shows. So, now that I think about it, and I just said that out loud, we got a whole Colfax screw job.
Yeah, this doesn't seem fair at all. What's going on here?
That smells like collusion, huh?
So he's the commissioner of their podcast, and you're wrestling one of the hosts for this? This is not right.
Yeah, but you know what I got going here for me? Is Brian was trained by Mikey Whipwreck. I was trained by Lance Storm. What did Lance always do to Mikey, huh?
Yeah, little brother.
That's true.
Him.
Wrecked him.
Exactly.
That's wrestling math
what
right
I'm
there,
do
brother.
To Brian Myers.
However, only one of them was an ECW World Heavyweight Champion.
Well,
it was not Lance Storm.
I think Whipwreck actually worked out better against Austin as well, too, than Lance did, but we won't bring that up either.
Yeah, but Lance beat The Rock and Brock Lesnar.
That's true.
And I beat Lance, so, I mean, we should be talking about that. I should be in Rich's corner here.
Which, all that wrestling math means is Orange Cassidy is the baddest man on the planet, right? Since he beat you.
Well, I don't know about that. I was distracted.
That's wrestling logic for sure.
Yeah. What else do we got on this show?
We got the man formerly known as Hornswoggle, Dylan Swoggle Postle, will be teaming up with Nick Colucci to take on the MTV True Life star Rory Fox and his partner. Rapid delivery, Rory Fox himself.
Wow.
Yep.
How about that? I haven't heard that name in a long time. Is he still working regularly?
Oh, he works. He just wrestled two weekends ago. He just wrestled Enzo Amore, real one, in front of 800 people, sold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you guys exchanged Nick Dinsmore stories? Because, you know, I know one was OVW and one was Heartland down there with Les Thatcher, but I'm sure they had to have crossed paths. Have you guys talked about old Eugene at all, the former Eugene in WWE?
Oh, yeah, definitely. After I got my knee fixed when I left Lance, I ended up training with and working for Nick for a couple years. So I have a lot of Eugene Nick Dinsmore stories.
Now where were you training with him at?
He was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay. So this wasn't like around Ohio Valley or anything?
No, but I mean I've been to Ohio Valley as well, so I heard some even more stories from the guys down there about him too. So we got stories for days about old Mr. Wrestling Nick Dinsmore.
Now QT trained with him as well?
Yes, sir. After I was in Sioux Falls in South Dakota for a little bit, and then I moved to Atlanta and I spent some time with QT and everything, and then so I've been all over.
Golly.
Where were you born and where were you raised at?
Iowa.
Okay, I was curious to ask you about the scene in Iowa, you know, and the scene in the Midwest, because some people know about Seth Rollins' school out there, but because of Chicago, because of Dallas now and in Texas, there seem to be spots that are a little bit hotter than others, and a lot of times the middle of Canada, straight down through until you hit Texas, kind of gets forgotten about. What is the scene like out there, and where are some of the places that you're trying to gain experience and ply your trade out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Midwest, there's a lot of places that are running great shows and do great numbers and good crowds all over the Midwest. Like you said, Chicago kind of gets, you know, the praise just because it's Chicago, but there's, like I said, a couple weeks ago, it was just in Ottumwa, Iowa, Bridge City Slam for Central Empire Wrestling, and we had Demolition, Powers of Pain, Real One, Snitsky, all the guys from all over the Midwest, and we did a little over 800 people at the arena there. Next weekend, I'll be in Bloomington, Minnesota, which is a suburb of Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about this one.
Yeah, for Midwest All-Star Wrestling, Sharky Slam 2, that is the legendary trainer of champions himself, Eddie Sharky.
Oh, I thought this was honoring Shark Boy.
No.
Oh.
Babe Sharky.
I was kidding. Of course it's Eddie Sharky.
Close, yeah. So, yeah, the Midwest is like Wrestling Revolver. They run Iowa 4 to 5 times a year. They're actually running their show in Clive this coming weekend, too. So there's going to be a lot of wrestling going on everywhere.
You know, I'm looking at the Sharky Slam 2, which, by the way, indicates there was a Sharky Slam 1. I think we should have covered that when it first happened. But
I think so, too.
On the poster here, the most incredible thing by miles is that Saturn is booked.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, Perry Saturn?
Perry Saturn himself.
This guy vanished for like a decade. Do you remember that?
People thought he was dead.
Like he just vanished and nobody had any idea where he was. And then eventually he resurfaced and now he's on the poster here for this event.
Yep. He will be there.
Wow. Have you met him yet?
I have not met Saturn yet.
Okay, wow. That is something else.
Yeah, that's this show here in Bloomington. They're always kind of bringing in, you know, obviously Eddie Sharkey's there, and usually Kurt Hennig's widow and kids. They always come to the show. One of his sons always comes to the show in this area. And they like a couple months ago, they had Scott Norton. They're always kind of bringing in legends of the wrestling game here
at
Bloomington event.
Yeah, Perry Saturn meet and greet, autographs, photos, or a combo package. You can get it all. So how about that? Bloomington Event Center, September 27th at 7:30 p.m. Do you know who you're working on that show?
Yeah, I will be wrestling Garrison Creed for the MAW Warriors Championship.
How many title matches you got here?
Most of them.
Wow. What's the most prestigious?
The end of the month, my suitcase is going to be pretty full.
What is the most prestigious title you've won?
Well, I was the Midwest All-Pro Wrestling Champion 3 times. I was a real title that I won was, you know, back to QT and Cody in 2018. It was the week before All In. QT and Cody, they did the American Dream Scholarship Camp. So basically, that was just a weekend-long camp where they just invited it to anyone all over the country or the world, really, that wanted to come. And it was 3 days of, you know, drills and matches and everything with Dr. Tom and Kevin Kelly and Les Thatcher, QT, Glacier was there, Ernest the Cat Miller showed up.
Holy smokes. Well, hey, hold that thought. We'll talk more about this after the break. Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show with the main feature, Rich Maxwell joining us here today. Two big shows coming up over the next couple of weekends, including Saturday, September 21st, Colfax Mingo High School in Colfax, Iowa. It's in the Midwest. Everyone listening to this could get to this show. It's right in the middle of this country. Undisputed Premier Wrestling Territory Championship on the line. Rich Maxwell versus Brian Myers. The Colfax screw job may be coming. Let's get some plugs in here, Rich.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's Colfax Mingo this weekend, next weekend, Midwest All-Star Wrestling in Bloomington, Minnesota. You can find ticket links and everything on all my social medias. That's Twitter, Instagram, Reels, everything is, it's the number 2BE underscore rich, because everyone wants to be rich.
Wow. Clever.
I like it.
Clever. Yes.
And I've been called worse.
And then we got Sharky Slam 2 on September 27th, the Bloomington Event Center, doors at 6. $20 for ringside, everybody. $20. General admission, $15. Kids 10 and under, $10. And they also have party tables, it says here. Party tables.
Party tables. You get a party table. It comes with a pitcher of beer and a pizza.
Good Lord. Well, yeah, Rich, I want to wish you the best of luck with this this match with Brian Myers. I want an update when it's over. And I got your back, brother. That's all you need to know.
Hey, I appreciate it. I know we can't be the Chop and Roll Express, but I'm sure we could be, the best hair highlight crew or something like that.
That's right. That's right. You got it. But listen, we're out of time. Thanks so much today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.